and I try to get in there and do my job. You know, the opportunity came, which doesn't come very often for fullbacks to get the ball down there. And so I just try to keep my legs going and just do my job and get in there.
Did you double take when they actually called the number?
A little bit. I mean, like I said before, it's not too often that a fullback gets the number called, and so you know, I knew I had to make most of the opportunity that I was given, because if I didn't, then I probably wouldn't get it again.
Josh, congratulating you based on your versatility yesterday, saying you've also done some tight end work, and just speak to what. To try to bring the team anything you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime my number's called, you know, no matter what the role, I'm just going to try and go out there and do my best and try to get the job done. And you know, I've been blessed that they've, you know, trusted me enough to get in there and do some different things that I haven't done before. And so, just trying to continually learn and get better.
What's life like in the NFL versus the AFL or the UFL?
It's different, you know. But I'm just blessed to be here. Coming out of those leagues was a humbling experience for me, and you know, so every day I just cherish the fact that I'm here with New England. I love it.
Jim, they were saying the other day that obviously you have an engineering degree, and your parents were wondering why you didn't stop working on that and stuck with football. Why did you stick with football?
Because, you know, football's something that it's not around your entire life. You know, I have that degree in my back pocket, and that'll be there with me until the day I die. So I knew that, you know, if I didn't give it my best shot to try and, you know, play football as a career, that I'd always regret it. So I just, I took a little bit of a risk, and luckily it worked out.
James, both Bill and Josh have pointed specifically to your toughness. What have you brought to football?
It's just a little bit of that kind of tenacity, a little bit of that mentality coming from defense. I mean, you got to be kind of like a controlled animal on defense. So, you know, I like that. I've always liked that mentality of defense. So I try to bring it to my game. And fullback really allows me to do that, because your number one job is to go out there and hit people. So.
Who flipped you to fullback? Like, when was that
decision? I kind of made that decision myself with my agent coming out of Brown. I knew my road to the NFL was going to be a tough one. So I kind of just wanted to be versatile and, you know, wherever they needed me to play, I would do it. And when I got to the UFL is when I finally made that switch.
Did you scout team defensive end here at all?
No, I've done it in the past, but not in a while.
How did the UFL experience help you?
It was a big one for me, because that was my rookie year coming out of college, and you know, I got to finally play fullback first there, and you know, it was a good experience because there was a lot of ex-NFL guys in there, and they kind of taught me how the NFL world works, and to come up, like, it was a little bit of a ladder step, you know, and so that really helped me out, just kind of being there with those guys and getting that experience.
It was a similar thing when you were on the practice squad.
Exactly. It was very similar thing. You know, I just being around the guys and trying to really learn how to be a pro.
Can you talk about that you jumped in late and just the thrill of getting your first touchdown? What that was like?
I mean, it was something I'll never forget. You know, I mean, getting your number called and knowing that you're that close, and then finally plunging in there like I did. I mean, that was something that I'll never forget, and it was just an incredible experience.